This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Heating oil prices this winter could be double what they were last year. And that's especially of concern to the Northeast, where more than 80% of the heating oil in the United States is sold. Homeowners are bracing for a budget-stretching winter, and so are the people who deliver the oil. Most are small business owners. They're caught in the middle between global oil traders and anxious customers. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein profiles one oil man in northern New York State.
They're known as fuel jobbers, mom-and-pop businesses that deliver oil, propane, and kerosene with just a few trucks. Steve Cuno watches a truck leave his gravel lot. Cuno was a linebacker in college, and at 47, he looks like he still could be.
Well, I think the mind is willing, but the body is weak.
A family friend found him work with a fuel jobber after graduation, and he never looked back. He founded Cunoco Oil Company in the late 1980s. Cunoco's world headquarters, as Cuno likes to say, is a little concrete bunker on the outskirts of the village of Canton.
This is Terry Hamilton.
Hi.
She's a receptionist as well as a lot of other things.
Hamilton says many of Cunoco's couple thousand customers are already calling about the price of heating oil.
They're scared. They want to know how high it's going to get because they're hearing a lot of things. People are talking, you know, the outrageous numbers, and they want to know if it's true.
The prices are hard to believe for Cuno, too.
In the early days of my career, if a price moved to half a cent or a penny on a day, that would be probably a lot.
These days, the wholesale price can swing 15 to 20 cents in a day. Unlike electricity or natural gas, heating oil isn't regulated. So Cuno uses daily faxed price quotes and glances at the oil markets to make a huge decision. When to buy a tanker of oil worth up to $50,000. And while his customers expect grace periods and budgeting programs to make their payments, Cuno has 10 days to pay his suppliers, no exceptions.
If you're within terms, you can pick up oil. And if you're not, you can pound salt. And that's just the way it is. I hope we never get to that point and have to deal with our customers that way, but that's the way it is on the other side of our business.
Add in that as the price of oil climbs, Cuno's squeezing his profit margin to keep his price in line with his competitors. And this is why oil distributors across the country are teetering on the edge. The government is offering more federal loans to help small distributors stay afloat. Of the 8,000 heating oil dealers nationwide, almost all are small businesses like Cunoco. Mike Sangiovanni edits the Oil Heating Journal. He says the price volatility makes them vulnerable this winter.
They may be buying oil at a higher price than they can sell it for, or more likely the customer just simply can't afford to buy it. So now they have oil they have to pay for and they can't get rid of.
Some dealers in the region went belly up last winter. If more follow, they'll leave customers, some with prepaid contracts, literally in the cold. Bill Howard is one of Cunoco's customers. He says he trusts the company and doesn't blame it for the high prices.
No, it's not the oil company's fault. It's the refineries.
I think they understand that we're the middlemen in this.
Steve Cuno says there are lots of targets to blame for high oil prices. He fingers oil speculators. Meanwhile, he says he's already looking beyond oil.
We probably have another 10 to 20 years at least of life as we know it in the fuel business.
Cuno starts talking hydrogen and biofuels. He already owns 5 convenience stores and a food prep business because they bring in non-oil money. So Cuno's confident. He says diversifying will be the best way to ride out the winter. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.
And you can hear part one of our report on heating oil in the Northeast and also get tips on making your home more energy efficient by going to npr.org.